We're back on Rochester Speaks this morning. I am John Gehring, joined today by John DePasquale. He is the CEO and managing partner of Cobblestone Capital Advisors right here in Rochester, serving a whole bunch of Rochester-based folks and also doing some great work in our community too, which is what we're going to be talking about this morning. John, excited to have you with me. Thanks for getting up early and coming on today.
John, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure. Appreciate the time.
Cobblestone Capital Advisors. I'm familiar with you guys. I know a lot of our community members, though, may not be. Could you talk about a little bit about who you are and how you help our community?
I'd be happy to, John. Cobblestone has been around in the community since 1986 as an institution. We serve high net worth families and institutions on managing their assets on a full range of investment needs, as well as broad range of financial planning topics. We provide counsel on issues that range from basic cash flow and retirement planning, all the way up to estate planning and charitable gifting strategies. So very much involved with a holistic approach to wealth management.
And you said that dirty word. I know a lot of people aren't really into investing. A lot of people are scared of that and intimidated. What does Cobblestone do that makes investing so user-friendly to people, even if they feel like, I don't have the expertise to do this on my own?
Well, first, we try to provide broad perspective on the purpose of long-term investing. We want to get the trading notion out of it and think about the long-term benefits of investing in high-quality assets, whether it's great American or international businesses or, you know, high quality fixed income or private assets. So it's a broad suite of a diversified portfolio and how that over time will improve your odds of beating inflation, which we know the last couple of years, inflation has reared its ugly head for the first time in a long time. So that's the reason you invest, and we need to kind of take the broader lens out and focus on the long haul.
One of the really cool things too about Cobblestone Capital Advisors is that you're doing all of this work right here in the Rochester community. I know your offices are out there in Linden Oaks and you help a lot of local families and individuals. Could you talk about how rewarding that is as a Rochester business to give back to this community?
I'd be happy to. I was born and raised in Rochester, so the community's been very good to me and my family. I'm the youngest of seven, so our family has deep roots in this community, and the families of our employees also have deep roots to the community. So it's important to remain vibrant, committed to the community, and be part of the future of Rochester. We're blessed to have such beautiful natural resources and a really philanthropic community at its heart. So we want to remain part of that future vision of the community.
And you walk the walk over there at Cobblestone as well. You mentioned the philanthropic nature of this community, and your organization is also very philanthropic as well. Could you talk about some of what Cobblestone has done to give back to this community and support local organizations?
Yeah, I think generally speaking, we want to be grateful. We come in each day with a grateful mindset. We're grateful to the clients that entrust us in managing their wealth. And part of that gratitude is giving back. So we want to really impress on our employees to give back either in volunteer roles or monetarily, whatever they're able to do. And doing good is good business, as we like to say. So we have, you know, a couple of days off that employees can take each year to focus on volunteer work. As long as they're giving back to the community, they can take the time off, paid time leave, and little things like that, just to set the notion that it's important to give back. And we ultimately are giving back to institutions and organizations that our clients are very involved with. So we want to be supportive of our clients. Oftentimes our clients come to us with a charity that they're very involved with, and we like to help. So either with our time, by going to various charity events, or by just giving back and supporting the causes that are important to them.
We're talking with John DePasquale. He's the CEO and managing partner at Cobblestone Capital Advisors locally here in Rochester. And that's one of the things that we're aligned. Our visions are aligned here at our group of radio stations as well. One of the organizations that we're proud to stand with is Lollipop Farm and some of the great work that they're doing. And actually at the Lollipop Farm Tales of Hope telethon a couple weeks back, I saw a couple of Cobblestone members there as well doing some great work and volunteering. Are there any other organizations as well that you guys at Cobblestone are proud to support?
Absolutely. We're going to touch upon a few, but that's by no means limiting to, I think last year we contributed over 60 local organizations. So it's a broad spectrum, but certainly the Cancer Center, Wilmot Cancer Center, has been very important organization for us to support over the years. The U of R Medical Center in general. McQuaid Jesuit has been very good to us. Many of our principals are either parents of McQuaid grads or graduates themselves. It's an important local educational institution that we want to support in as many ways possible. Our Lady of Mercy, Jewish Federation, there's countless organizations that we want to give back to. And it's, you feel good because these are great communities within the community that we feel good to be a part of.
Absolutely. And I'm curious too about some of the great work that you're doing. What does that say about your organization from the outside? You talked about how doing good is good business. Is that a concern with how the community is seeing you, or are you really doing this good because you want to help our community?
Yeah, I think it's more, certainly more the latter. Our organization will only be as good as the broader community around us. If we have a Rochester that's not vibrant in the future, that doesn't bode well for the health and the vibrancy of Cobblestone. So we want to be involved in that effort. We're a small organization. We have about 42 employees, so we can only move the needle so much. But if everyone takes on that mindset, I think the community as a whole will be better off for it.
For sure. And then there are, of course, those business owners, organizations who are hesitant to support local causes because of whether it be the financial or the time commitment involved. What would you say to those business owners or leaders of organizations who are prioritizing profit and are hesitant to dive into philanthropy like you guys have?
I think you can do both. You do a little bit, you do to the extent possible, but the notion of doing good, meaning good business, there's in my belief, things come full circle. So when you give, you return a lot more. In return, by giving a little, you receive much more. Not only in terms of personal gratification, but just the goodness that you're spreading across the community into individuals and organizations. So I know that as an organization, we feel really good when we do the United Way Day of Caring, when we go out and, can collect food for the Thanksgiving food drive. All those things give us a sense of loyalty to the community that brings us a lot of gratitude and satisfaction.
And being out in the community, you get to interact with all sorts of different people who are part of this community. And that's one of those things, the Rochester community is so strong, and we don't often really think about that. But what are some of our great strengths here in Rochester from your perspective, being around this community for so long?
Well, I think the generous spirit, I mean, that is kind of uniformly accepted by people that come to visit Rochester. They say, wow, what nice people, what giving people. And, and this, and I don't know the statistics, but our United Way campaign, we're among the largest across the country for many years. For a community our size, it was really breathtaking how generous this community in aggregate has been over the years. But it's just a good spirit among the community here that is special, which we don't take for granted. Obviously, people can gripe about various things having to do with lack of economic support from the state and so forth. But generally speaking, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
That's true. Lack of sunshine as well.
Yeah, that's right. On a day like this, we've had four seasons on in one day. So
very true. John DePasquale is the CEO and managing partner at Cobblestone Capital Advisors. And we're talking about some of the great charitable work Cobblestone is doing in our Rochester community. What is the most rewarding thing for you, John, as the CEO, as you're overseeing all your employees and some of the great charitable work that they're doing? What is the most rewarding thing when you're seeing them go out and make a difference in the community?
I don't know if there's any one particular thing that's the most rewarding. It's just a sense of pride in knowing that in my small way, I can make a difference on a team of people who are then turning around and spreading their good, generous time and efforts to impact multiple others. So it is, has a compounding effect, much like investing has a compounding effect. If you spread goodwill among a smaller group and they're spreading it out among an ever larger group, it starts to have an impact on shaping the broader community. So it's part of my Jesuit training. You want to give back to the extent possible. And I think that, you know, pays back immensely in the long haul.
You talk about that the concept of investing going beyond just monetary, but also in the community as well. You talk about investing time too. Maybe if some of our community members might not feel financially ready to take a jump and invest their finances, but they may be able to invest their time in these local organizations. How valuable is that as well?
I think it's critical, especially with people with unique skill sets. Many organizations in town are very skilled at their specific lane, and they could very much use either financial savvy from people who are more, you know, financially skilled, or, you know, either if it's a legal skill set or whatever the professional background. But so many non-for-profit organizations have limited resources to pay the bills and also serve their respective, you know, constituency. So I think just a call to action to anyone who's got time and wants to give back, this certainly helps these smaller organizations.
Everyone can do something, and you guys at Cobblestone make a huge impact, not only through your employees, but through also the financial donations that you make. If someone is potentially looking for investing help, or, you know, they're just not sure if they would be a good fit to work with you guys, how can we learn more about Cobblestone Capital Advisors and potentially get in touch if we're a good fit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, reaching out, you know, we're in Rochester. We'd be delighted to help people who are starting out to accumulate their assets and want to develop a plan longer term to ultimately reach financial independence. But then for clients who have multi-generational wealth, we get involved in things like managing a family foundation. Along the lines of the charitable gifting, we have many clients who feel very fortunate that they've been able to, you know, amass some significant family assets over generations, and they want to give back, and they want to do it in a structured way. So we're involved with those families in, you know, a more formal foundation management and the structure that comes with a family foundation and how to give back in a more formalized way. So runs the gamut. But yeah, we'd be delighted to help anyone that is looking for unbiased counsel on a variety of financial matters that weigh on their minds. www.cobblestonecap.com. And all right, we like to say we're more than a wealth manager, we're a trusted partner. So we want to help and be alongside our clients in helping them find clarity and resolution to their financial concerns.
Again, you can learn more at cobblestonecap.com. And we're excited to continue to see what you guys are doing in the community and how you've been such an integral part of our Rochester area for the past so many years. So thank you, John, for your time today and for everything you do.
John, thanks for the time this morning. And we look forward to seeing you out in the community.